This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Are you a Cowboys hater like Tom Brady? Because if you are, this is your chance to finally text in and say, hey, this is how I feel about this team, and this is why it all started. 877-881-1053 from the 682. Don't hate the Cowboys, just not a fan. My family tried to shove the Cowboys down my throat, and I wasn't having it. Been a Niners fan, they said. Oh my gosh. I don't know about that. 877-881-1053. We'll get into Tom Brady's audio in just a minute. But, Kevin, before we do, again, all you can eat catfish or shrimp today. This is a Thursday, buddy. Thursday.
They're going to regret that.
Out here at the Eagle's Nest, 8455 Boat Club Road in Fort Worth. We want you to come on over here and have a good party with us, a good lunch. All you can eat catfish or shrimp, Texas Drought Beers, Shiner Beer, Texas Liquor, all for fantastic prices. Plus, tonight you got the 43 flat screens to watch the Texans and the Colts in the football games. Are you trying to count how many
there
are right now?
I didn't realize there were so many, but I should have, because like there is no way you can turn your head and not see a TV. And I just realized there's all these extra TVs outside. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm trying to do. Could there be an angle I could look at where I could not see a TV, and I can't find one yet?
There is not. No, everywhere you look, you can see a TV. That's perfect. From the 214, they hate us because they ain't us.
That's not what it said, I bet.
Forget the haters. No, that's what it says. It says they hate us because they ain't us.
Because they ain't us.
That's what I think it said.
All right, so Kevin, I heard this audio from Tom Brady. He was talking about when he started hating the Cowboys.
Yeah, I've really not liked the Cowboys since coming out of the womb. I'm a Niner fan. No, I got a lot of respect for those guys. And they've actually had a great winning organization and got a lot of great players in their history. Guys that I just, you know, as a Niner fan, you play the Cowboys, and every time they hand out Emmitt Smith, it'd be a 5-yard gain, and then you would pull your hair out and throw it up to Michael Irvin. And Troy was such a great player, and the defense is Ken Norton in prime time. So I think the history of great players, the tradition, getting to meet Roger Staubach over the years, who's been, just such a cool guy, someone really to look up to, and then what they're currently doing with the team that they have. Yes, one of the most talented teams in the NFL that are playing great on offense, defense, and it's going to be a huge challenge for us. So I love it. I love it. I love the opportunity to compete against great teams this time of year as Thanksgiving approaches, and it means a lot for both teams. Every time we play at home, it's important to us, but late in the year, we only have so many more chances left.
Oh, my God, Tom Brady. Have a strong take and stick with it.
Oh, gosh, like your Luka hate?
Okay. He comes out and says he hated the Cowboys since he came out of the womb, and he's like, ha, ha, ha. Seriously, though, I think they're the best at blah, blah, blah.
Well, he went
blah,
on about
blah,
how
blah.
Emmitt Smith, whenever he was a kid, it was just frustrating, and you'd pull your hair out because Emmitt Smith would get the ball, and it was 5 yards every time. And, Michael Irvin, you just throw it up to him, and he does his thing. And he was a Niners fan. Kevin, that 4-year stretch, the Cowboys, they owned them, except for that one pass interference call that wasn't
called.
That even Mickey agreed with me about yesterday. So, when it comes to the Cowboys, for a lot of people, it was a frustrating time, a very frustrating period, because they were good. They were the Patriots. The Patriots are good, and they're good enough to be in contention and in your face every single year. And it frustrates all of us because our team does not have what they have. And I heard a guy on this morning with Sean and RJ, and he was talking about, hey, look, man, we're grumpy all the time because we're on top of the mountain. We want to stay on top of the mountain. So we keep that grumpy nature about ourselves so we can stay there.
From the 817, this person is a Niners fan because their cousin got drafted by the Niners after being snubbed by the Cowboys. I could see, but I don't like this one. From the 817, they hate the Cowboys like Kevin hates triple doubles from Luka. Hashtag Tolo. Come on.
A friend of mine last night said that City of Dallas needs to immediately name the intersection of Nowitzki Way to Luka Lane. And I was like, come on, it's a little early. And then I was like, hold on.
You sound like me.
Hold on, I'm a hater if I say that.
From the 972, They're just a hater because we overhype Dak and act like this team is good because they beat bad teams but can't win against the good ones. I don't know how you're overhyping the like third or fourth candidate for MVP right now, which, by the way, you realize, let's say he finishes third or fourth. You realize that would be the second time in four seasons of football that Dak has finished top four in the MVP voting?
It's pretty good, man.
That's pretty good.
I mean, not winning it is kind of like you're like, okay, well, what are you doing wrong? What are you not accomplishing?
What?
Well, even Kevin, just being nominated, you've even said that before with the Cy Young voting. Did you win the Cy Young or not? Being nominated sometimes is great, but did you win it? No, you didn't accomplish
it.
So
I think you are a hater.
I'm not hating on Dak right now. I want more from Dak. I want Dak to be able to, whenever they play Brady on Sunday afternoon. Shippy and I, by the way, will be hanging out at the Shark Club on Sunday. Look forward to seeing you out there.
In terms of the Cowboys being good, like, we literally had a conversation. Are the Cowboys good? And we couldn't come to a consensus. But what I do know is they're leading their division. Do I think they're as good as they should be? Well, hell no. I think they should be at minimum 8-2. But that's not the world that we live in. So...
From the 682, not a Cowboys hater, just irritated with running backs. They play good until they get the money, and then they become a waste. From the 806, doesn't make sense, but one of my coworkers hates the Cowboys because his whole family loves the Cowboys, so he's tired of them.
That's what my mom did back in the day. So my mom's family grew up on the north side of Chicago, and if you're a north sider, you like the Cubs. If you're a South Sider, you like the White Sox. And she was like, you know what? My whole family likes the Cubs, so I'm going to like the White Sox. So if you've ever wondered where I get that like confrontational personality from, I think it's her. She started doing it when she was a kid.
Well, and it sounds like from what I'm seeing, a lot of people started hating the Cowboys. And you know what? Cowboys lovers, go ahead and start telling us why you started loving the Cowboys, because I want to balance this. We're a fair and balanced show, Kevin. We have
politics.
No, not politics. It's a sports balance.
What are your thoughts on impeachment?
I don't have put it in a pie, and I'm happy. From the 469, started hating the Cowboys when I was young. Family was way over the top and annoying. Was a big fan of T.O., so they went to become a Philly fan. From another person, they said that it was because of their family. Whenever they were growing up, their family was forcing Cowboys love, and they were like against it. So a lot of people have daddy issues. And is that not what it is? They're tired of their family, and they were like, I'm against you, or they just wanted to be against everybody.
I think the number
contradicting.
One contradicting. I mean, that's always true.
All right, daddy.
I think maybe the number one reason people dislike the Cowboys, or the number one time frame, probably happened at the exact same time that people went insane about the Cowboys. Like the early to mid 90s, when the Cowboys became the best thing that's ever existed in football, and save it, Patriots fans. Nobody has ever had a greater 4-year run in the history of football than the Dallas Cowboys did in 92, 93, 94, and 95. And that's a straight up fact that can't be contradicted by anyone. But I think it was during that same time people got tired of the arrogance of Cowboys fans. And maybe it was in 96, 97 when they were downfalling, people got tired of that arrogance from Cowboys fans. And so I would be willing to speculate that a lot of Cowboys hate developed during that time.
From the 903, it's all Dak's fault that the defense stinks. He won't share his Sleep Number 360 smart bed with them, and so they're not playing as well.
Man, if it got us more wins, I would absolutely share my bed with a man.
What?
What's wrong with that?
I'm a huge Steelers fan.
From the 817, my wife hates the Cowboys because they fired Tom Landry like
in 89?
She says hates it as much as y'all hate Luka. I just want to make it very clear. That is Kevin. That is not my opinion.
That's not my opinion either.
The 817, I'm a Broncos fan, brother a Ravens fan, and my dad is a Cowboys fan, so we're quite diverse. And now, Kevin, all of the texts are coming in from the Cowboys fans. Quincy Carter is the reason I started liking the Cowboys.
Really?
Somebody said they met a guy at Topgolf that said he hated the Cowboys because of the way Jerry Jones manages the team. I only became a Cowboys fan because I moved here in 2006. I was born into Cowboys fandom.
Okay, I love this one. From the 817, Thanksgiving Day is one reason I love the Cowboys. I love them from 1-15 to Super Bowl champs to Roger Staubach to Randy White. Okay, first of all, let's just all reflect on the fact that that's an amazing text right there. Thank you very much from the 817. I am fascinated by that as well. You know how we used to talk about how, like, in the 80s with the explosion of cable television, the Braves and Cubs had more fans than anybody because WGN and TBS, those were like, you couldn't see baseball all the time on demand.
Plus, they were after reruns of Saved by the Bell. So.
Oh, sure. Well, we got that in the 90s.
No,
but yeah, absolutely. But I do wonder how many people became Lions fans or Cowboys fans because that was your family tradition. Like, your family got into
that
watching that game. Okay, but, like, at least with you, yeah. I feel like where you were born to help influence that. I'm saying, like, outside of Texas, how many people are like, that's the team I'm rolling with because that's my Thanksgiving team.
Oh, I chose
team.
The Braves for a while as my second team because I was able to see them on that channel, but also they were in the World Series. Their success led to it. My friend was a Twins fan, and I hated the fact that he liked the Twins, so I would give him a hard time with the Braves. And so, you know, Kevin, I remember growing up being here, and that was the thing. I was born into it. It's very random where you were born, though, right?
Sure.
Like, you don't get to choose where you're born. You don't get to choose where you're drafted most of the time. But whenever you're born, you just kind of land in a place. Do you grow up as a fan of that because of that? Most of the time, that's going to be it. Because I see a lot of people saying, I don't understand how you can be from Texas and not be a fan of those teams. Well, I think the success of a team has something to do with it, too. Because you think Browns fans love being Browns fans all the time? They're always looking for somebody else to be a fan
of. This is their year.
Well, I got terrible news for you, Shippy. But I kind of feel that way because we've been through that same thing. For the longest time, the Rangers were one of the worst organizations in baseball until finally you kicked into the mid to late 90s. In the early 90s, there is no franchise in all of professional sports that was worse than the Dallas Mavericks. So I certainly understand times when you roll with your team, even when they're terrible. I love this from the 817. Fourth generation Cowboys fan, passing it on to my baby girl. Love my Cowboys.
There you go. Hey, make sure to keep an eye on the game on Sunday, and it'll be right here on 105.3 The Fan.
And you can go see Corey and Shippy out at the Shark Club.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.